Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Pfizer COVID-19 shot expanded to US children as young as 12. Hamas launches new attack on Israel after Jerusalem clashes. And California expands drought emergency to large swathe of state. It's Tuesday, May 11. I'm Anthony Davis. US regulators on Monday expanded the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children as young as 12, offering a way to protect the nation's adolescents before they head back to school in the fall and paving the way for them to return to more normal activities. Shots could begin as soon as Thursday after a federal vaccine advisory committee issued recommendations for using the two-dose vaccine in 12 to 15-year-olds. An announcement is expected on Wednesday. Most COVID-19 vaccines worldwide have been authorized for adults. Pfizer's vaccine is being used in multiple countries for teens as young as 16, and Canada recently became the first to expand use to 12 and up. Parents, school administrators, and public health officials elsewhere have eagerly awaited approval for the shot to be made available to more children. The Food and Drug Administration declared that the Pfizer vaccine is safe and offers strong protection for younger teens based on testing of more than 2,000 US volunteers aged 12 to 15. The agency noted there were no cases of COVID-19 among fully vaccinated adolescents compared with 16 cases among children given dummy shots. More intriguing, researchers found the children developed higher levels of virus-fighting antibodies than earlier studies measured in young adults. The younger teens received the same vaccine dosage as adults and had the same side effects, mostly sore arms and flu-like fever, chills or aches that signal a revved-up immune system, especially after the second dose. The Hamas militant group on Monday launched a rare rocket strike on Jerusalem after hundreds of Palestinians were hurt in clashes with Israeli police at an iconic mosque as tensions in the Holy City pushed the region closer to a full-fledged war. Israel responded with airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, where 20 people, including 9 children, were killed in fighting. More than 700 Palestinians were hurt in clashes with Israeli security forces in Jerusalem and across the West Bank, including nearly 500 who were treated at hospitals. It was a long day of anger and deadly violence that laid bare Jerusalem's deep divisions, even as Israel tried to celebrate its capture of the city's eastern sector and its sensitive holy sites more than half a century ago. With dozens of rockets flying into Israel throughout the night, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with top security officials and warned that the fighting could drag on, despite calls for calm from the US, Europe, and elsewhere. The terrorist organizations in Gaza have crossed a red line and attacked us with missiles in the outskirts of Jerusalem, Netanyahu said. Whoever attacks us will pay a heavy price, he said, warning that the fighting could continue for some time. By late Monday, the military had carried out dozens of airstrikes across Gaza, targeting what it said were Hamas military installations and operatives. It said a Hamas tunnel, rocket launchers, and at least 8 militants had been hit. Gaza health officials gave no further breakdown on the casualties. At least 13 of the 20 deaths in Gaza were attributed to the airstrikes. 7 of the deaths were members of a single family, including 3 children, who died in a mysterious explosion in the northern Gaza town of Beit Hanoun. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday expanded a drought emergency to a large swathe of the nation's most populous state while seeking more than $6 billion in multi-year water spending as one of the warmest, driest springs on record threatens another severe wildfire season across the American West. The Democratic governor said he is acting amid acute water supply shortages in northern and central parts of California, as he called again for voluntary conservation. Yet the state is in relatively better shape than it was when the last 5-year drought ended in 2017, he said, as good habits have led to a 16% reduction in water usage. His emergency declaration now includes 41 of 58 counties, covering 30% of California's nearly 40 million people, and he said a further expansion is likely as conditions worsen. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows most of the state and the American West is in extensive drought just a few years after California emerged from the last punishing multi-year dry spell. Like most of the state's extensive interconnected system of reservoirs and canals, the San Luis Reservoir is at less than 60% of its seasonal average, as scarce winter rain and snow turns to a dry summer that Newsom said is imperiled by climate change. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least 2 traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform, and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.